Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 11th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Aries Strategic Mining provides construction update on Lumps Plant at Lost Sheep Project. Aries Strategic Mining Inc. provides a major construction update on its Lumps Plant at the Fluorspar Project in Utah. Concrete foundations and pads are completed, steel frame structures are being erected, major vessels are in place, and conveyor systems are being assembled. CEO James Walker notes the progress towards production. The Lumps plant is crucial for Aries' Senthope goal of supplying high-purity fluorspar to North American markets. The construction efforts will lead to equipment fit-out, testing, and commissioning of plant systems. Aries remains committed to meeting production targets to meet market demand for critical minerals.
Forda opens world's first asphalt and concrete fiber testing lab in Grand Rapids. Forda, the world's leading innovator in fiber reinforcement, recently opened the Grand Rapids Testing Lab, the first facility dedicated to asphalt and concrete fiber testing. CEO Peter Ferris emphasized the lab's significance, stating it marks a historic moment for the industry. The ISO 7025 certified lab offers a wide range of testing capabilities, ensuring quality and reliability. This investment underscores Forda's commitment to reinforcement that lasts, focusing on improving infrastructure durability. The lab will drive innovation in fiber reinforcement technology, leading the way to a stronger, more resilient future.
Nord Precious Metals advances recovery permit application with ministry guidance on district-scale silver processing. Nord Precious Metals Mining Inc. has received guidance from the Ontario Ministry of Energy and Mines for its recovery permit application, allowing for toll processing of adjacent properties. This positions Nord as a potential district-scale processor in North America's strategic critical minerals jurisdiction. The ministry's fast-track process does not require a closure plan, expediting the application. The application will cover processing of Nord's legacy tailings, recovery of mineralized material, and toll processing arrangements. With a focus on waste recovery in the Cobalt Galganda camp, Nord aims to become a waste-to-market operator, contributing to North American mineral security. The company's proven metallurgical process and existing technical studies provide advantages for near-term execution, with the permit submission expected in Q4 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.